Well, hey there, this is Fish and Frank, and we're back for another Radio Fishing. And lots of good fishing out there. There's lots of fun going on. People catching lots of fish, and we're going to forego that today and exclude all that fun and go to other fun with Josh, the editor of the Sun Waterline magazine. And the Sun is having a tournament, and we're going to talk about that coming. What's coming up with the tournament? Hello, Josh, and welcome to Radio Fishing.
Howdy, Frank. Nice to see you today. The tournament that we have coming up is going to be a trout tournament. It's the Waterline Annual Feed the Hungry Trout Scramble, and we call it annual, but this is the first one. I'm sure we'll do another one next year.
Oh, look at that. They love it. The crowd loves it.
I mean, thank you so much. Yes. Thank you. I really appreciate that. You guys can sit down.
And our studio audience, they just think you're great. So you're going to do Feed the Hungry. What's this about?
Well, most of the tournaments that are done these days are catch and release tournaments, and we do applaud that. We're big fans of catch and release, but you can't feed hungry people with fish that have been let go. This is a kill tournament. We are going to be harvesting trout. The trout will be processed by the Placida Fish Market, and the resulting meat will be donated to the Salvation Army for distribution to the needy.
Now, that's one I'm 100% behind. The Salvation Army does not throw away money.
Absolutely.
Every dime they get, they goes, I mean, these are some of the best charities to donate to because they really actually do stuff for people. They don't put it in their pocket. So I'm with you on that one. And I'm good with catch and release, but to me, it's the hidden kill. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that because everybody wants to do catch and release, but there's a certain amount of fish that always die on any tournament, and it's unfortunate. And what I like about your tournament is it's straightforward, and it really limits the amount of waste. I'm a no-waste person. I'm not really catch and release. I'm not really catch and kill. I don't like anything to be wasted, and that's my pet peeve in the world. I think we're a little off-skew with this, and that's why I actually got behind your tournament. And I'm trying to support it and make sure that it goes well because I think it's a really good kind of wave of the future tournament. You know, let's do some good with our fishing. Let's not waste the resource. These fish are commercially caught and, you know, sold for people for food. So let's eliminate the cost factor of it and let's make some people, give some people some great eating that they wouldn't normally be able to do.
And that was the idea. And, you know, you and I are on the same page with that no waste idea. Trout are not known for being especially durable in a catch and release fishery. So that's one reason why we've set up the tournament the way that we have. The tournament is a scramble. The idea is to go out there and come back with legal trout as quickly as you possibly can. We've done that to sort of reduce the number of people catching and releasing the fish. We want them to, as soon as you get a legal fish in the boat, put it on ice. So instead of sorting through 300 trout in a day to try to get that, you know, 8-pounder, as soon as you get a legal one, you get it in the boat, you go ahead and harvest that fish and get back to the dock as quickly as you can.
And it's a great idea because, again, it eliminates the waste. It eliminates the catching, you know, 50 trout to get the one you want and, you know, having the byproduct, you know, always you have a certain amount of mortality with that. So actually I think you've got a great idea. And when is this going to be? When is this tournament going to be?
The tournament is scheduled for January 11th at the Placida Fishery restaurant. We're going to be leaving from the dock at 11 o'clock in the morning and coming back as quickly as you can. It will be a timed event, so everybody has an individual leaving time, and then when we check you in, that will be your elapsed time is what counts. So you may actually be the third one back to the dock and still be the winner.
So what it is, though, is so, okay, all right, boat 12, you're leaving at
11:08,
and if they get back to the dock and you get them their time, they can actually, you know, beat somebody who left before them.
That's correct.
Because it's absolutely by your individual time out and time back.
Yep.
So you do not have to be the first one out.
Nope.
You can be the last boat out and still win the tournament.
Absolutely.
There's no...
Absolutely.
So it's by your individual time. It's kind of like a rally race. It doesn't matter when you left. It matters who does the best on their time.
Right. And that's the idea. And we know that not everybody is going to be able to go out there and catch 8 trout in 15 minutes and turn around and come right back. So we've set up the prize structure that way to try to get more folks interested in this. first place and second place are whoever comes back in the quickest time and the second quickest time. But we have third and fourth place, which are going to be randomly drawn from anyone who comes back within our five-hour allotted time with at least one legal trout. So all you have to really do is go catch one, and you're still in the running.
Well, that's a pretty good idea. And I like the idea that, you know, the people who really worked at it and got it, get out there, got their fish, got back, they're getting rewarded for it. And then, like most of us, I've only been fishing a few times this year. I hear about where all the fish are and do all that, but sometimes hearing about it and doing it are different. So if you're not on the water all the time, you still have a good chance to go out, you catch a trout or two, and you come back, you still have a good chance of winning.
Exactly. You can still go out and have a good time fishing with your family or with your buddies or whatever. If you don't want to be super competitive about it, you don't have to be. You know, chances are really good if you're out there for 5 hours on the water, you're going to have at least one legal trout.
I would say right now, with as many trout that are moving into the harbor and as many trout as should be here by January, I think you've got a 99% chance of catching a legal fish and coming back with it. Now, what's the entry fee for the tournament?
We're doing $125 per team, and that's a team of 2 to 4 people. It's a pretty low entry fee, and that's to encourage more family participation. We're not doing cash prizes. We're doing merchandise prizes. So your first place team is going to win a $1,600 set of rods and reels. Second place is $1,000 worth of rods and reels. Third is $480 worth of rods and reels. And fourth is a $400 fishing trip with Captain Mike Myers of Real Shark Charters.
Cool. Actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, they're good prizes. Absolutely. Yeah. I want them all. But I can't fish because I have to stand on the dock and check people out and check them back in.
Yeah. I actually get that. But sometimes the most fun is being there when they're coming back and all the stories and everything going on. I kind of enjoy that part. I'm really interested to see how this works out. I like the conception. I like the ideas. But nobody's ever done this in this particular form before. So it's going to be really curious to see how it works out. Now, they can email you to get entry forms and stuff. And
absolutely. Or they can come right down here to Fish and Frank's. You've got them. Up by the doorway.
Oh, okay. So we've got the entry forms right here at the door.
And you can actually drop off your payment here at Fish and Frank's.
Well, good. I'll tell Frank. I'm sorry. Oh, you told me. That's okay. Yes, I am Frank. But anyway, it's... let's see. We got a couple minutes left here. You heard about anything cool going on out there?
Anything cool? Yeah, everybody's going out and catching fish. Who isn't me? And it's making me insane. It's driving me nuts. Need some time on the water. Too busy planning tournaments.
That is one reason I try and limit my tournament exposure. They're a tremendous amount of effort. And they're different.
Yeah, but they are. Well, I can tell you this. I had a photo shoot earlier this morning, and there's a school of pretty good-sized jacks over by Fisherman's Village. And they're busting the little teeny tiny itsy bitsy glass minnows right along the seawall.
So you want to get over there with the little tiny lures, small spoons, small jigs, and work them quick.
But be ready for a fight. These are not little jacks. These were 8 to 10 pounders.
8 to 10 pound jacks?
Big fish. Some of the biggest jacks that I've seen.
What are we doing
harbor.
Talking about this?
I don't know.
There's 8 to 10 pound
wasting
jacks
time.
Over there, and we're sitting here talking about it. This is ludicrous. If you. You can still fish off the backside of Fishville over there. You're not allowed to fish in the Marina Basin.
Right, you
still
can't fish
off
the
backside.
But yeah, the backside's open, and that's actually where the fish were. They're blitzing along that seawall. So.
Yeah, there's what people don't realize is when you come along the boardwalk where you got Harpoon Harry's out at the end, you come down that boardwalk, then it goes out and continues back. All those old shrimp boats years ago used to dock there, and they would sit there and run their motors and back and forth and all that. There's some huge holes right there off that back corner. The rest of the area goes anywhere from 6 to 4 foot deep, but you've got some amazing holes right off that back corner of that seawall, and there's some really good fishing there.
I'll bet there's some great fishing in there when it gets a little bit cooler. Fish are looking for some deeper spots to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's really good, and there's a lot of snook under the boardwalk, snook right around that corner. There's a couple pilings that used to be there. I don't know if they're still there or not, but caught a lot of fish there. And that's a great place to go fishing. And I'm surprised, 8 to 10 pound jacks.
Yeah,
that's
huge.
Like mega fun.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at them and you see them, you think 20 pound jacks. So
Oh, just, when you hook them, you're thinking 60.
Well, yeah.
When, I mean, you hook them up, that's
when you
like
hook
a
it, you're thinking
fish.
Moby Dick.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. Anyway, we've been talking to Josh here, the editor of the Sun Waterline newspaper, magazine and the newspaper thing. And your tournament is?
January the 11th at the Fishery Restaurant. And if you don't fish, that's okay. Come on down anyway. Bring some canned goods to donate to the Salvation Army. We're going to be having a party down there. We've got a pig roast going on. We've got a band that's going to be playing live. They have a name that I can't think of right now. They're going to be mad at me for that. But they're going to be down there. They're going to be playing classic rock and some newer stuff, too. It's going to be a party. So come on down.
A whole party going on January 11th out at the fishery.
January 11th out at the fishery. Starting. The party will get started at about 1 o'clock.
There you go. Well, anyway, it was great talking to you, and I wish you the best success with your tournament. I hope it goes well, because I'd actually like to see a couple more like that going on. I think it's a great idea.
Well, it's an experiment, but we'll see where it goes.
And anyway, and I think, yep, there's the music. That means we're a little bit out of time, and I'm Fishing Frank, and this is Josh over here. And thank you all so much for listening to another Radio Fishing. And you guys have a great day. Have fun in the water. 8-pound jacks, Fisherman's Village. That's insane. We'll see you guys on the next Radio Fishing. Boy, I'm going fishing.